Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Glad to see everybody out this morning. We do have a lot out sick, so do pray for our brothers and sisters that could not make it this morning. If you would, turn in your Bible this morning to Hebrews chapter 8, and I'm going to do a second part of what we spoke of last week, how Christ executes the office of priest. Could not get it all in last week. This morning we're going to be talking about a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Let's start by reading the whole chapter of Hebrews 8. It's only 13 verses. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched, not man. He's speaking of that heavenly tabernacle. Verse 3, for every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. God had already set up a priesthood. Verse 5, for who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shown to thee in the mount. There was already this tabernacle in heaven, and it was specifically given to Moses the prince to build it exactly like the heavenly one already was. Not necessarily just already was, but from the beginning. Verse 6, but now he hath attained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then none should had no place have been sought for a second. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, and I will write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which is decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Let's pray and ask God's help. Father, do open this scripture to us, Lord. Show us the Lord Jesus Christ, this great high priest, over our salvation, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, send your Holy Spirit to give us understanding of this morning. Glorify Christ in what we hear this morning and what we say. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, you don't have to turn there. It speaks of this first priesthood. Deuteronomy 18, verses 1. It says, the priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offering of the Lord made by fire and his inheritance. Look also at verse 5. It says, "For the Lord thy God hath chosen him," speaking of Levi, "out of all the tribes to stand and minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of Israel, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind unto the place which the Lord shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, which stand there before the Lord." The Levitical priesthood and the descendants of Levites were the ones who were chosen by God to minister in the tabernacle, the priesthood. There was none called out of any other tribe but the tribe of Levi. Turn back to the book of Hebrews, where most of our text is this morning. We'll look at chapter 7. Verse 11 in chapter 7. The writer of Hebrews here speaks of that Levitical priesthood. He said, "If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, that further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood. And yet it is far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek there arise another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life." And pay very close attention to that phrase right there, the power of an eternal life. That's what we are looking for, the hope of eternal life. That's what Jesus provided for us. Verse 17, "For he testified, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before the weakness and unprofitableness thereof." Genesis chapter 14, you don't have to turn there. But we'll see the mention here of that priest, Melchizedek. Look at verse 18 and 19. It said, "And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth." Look back to the book of Hebrews in chapter 7 again. And look at verses 1 through 7. And it says, "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace." And verse 3 right here, "Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually." This priesthood that Christ has is an eternal priesthood. It's one that was from the beginning and continues throughout all eternity. Psalm 110, verse 4. God our Father speaking here says, "The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek," an eternal order. God had sworn and he will not repent. He will not change his mind. We know here in Titus chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "And in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." He sworn and he will not repent. Christ is our high priest. The one, as we learned last week, that intercedes for us. The one that is on our side. The one who came in the likeness of sinful flesh, bore our sins on the cross, and took on divine judgment in our place. Turn back to Hebrews 7. Let's look at a few more verses here. Verse 18. "For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said unto him, The Lord swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And there truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto him, come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of an oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore, a better priest, a perfect priest, a sacrifice that was acceptable to the Father. He paid our price. Look in Hebrews chapter 6, and we'll close this morning. Look at verses 17 through 20. It says, "Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie." We've seen that in Titus 1, that God cannot lie too this morning. "That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Brothers and sisters, we have a hope. As we sang that song this morning, it was so fitting. I was thinking of it last night. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure. No matter what this world throws our way, no matter what trial, what tribulation we go through, this high priest who loved us and gave his life for us will never forsake us. Amen. And never leave us. Amen. Father, we praise you. We praise you for the steadfastness of our Lord Jesus Christ. the steadfastness of our Father in heaven and the steadfastness of your Holy Spirit that you apply Christ to your elect, Father. We do give you all the praise and we do give you all the glory. Be with us as we continue this morning on the Lord's Day. Bless us, Lord. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Thank you, brother.